So yesterday, lifelong Democrat and iconic New York politician Charlie Rangel was charged with 13 ethics violations by a House investigative panel. In a 40-page statement, the bipartisan panel outlined a detailed account of charges against the 20-term lawmaker.
The 13 charges are as follows. Count 1, conduct in violation of the solicitation and ban gift. Count 2, conduct in violation of the conduct of ethics for government service, Clause 5. Count 3, conduct in violation of the House.
Obviously not the kind of list you want to be getting read in Capitol Hill.
He violated the congressional stationery regulations, too. It was actually read. It was one of the things
really?
They read, yes. Todd probably knows more about that.
Yeah, did he fold the envelopes?
Well, no, he used congressional stationery inappropriately.
Them and not use the... Oh, I see.
I wish it was that silly.
Todd
actually.
Zwillick, takeaway Washington correspondent. It was not this. I mean, literally, it was not this silly, right? I mean, these are serious, serious charges.
Guys, this is the truckload that they've thrown at Charlie Rangel here. 13 counts, and they are serious. Even the stationery one is fairly serious in Congress, believe it or not. We can get to it if you want. But the only... potential charge against Charlie Rangel that they didn't toss at him here was parking his old Mercedes in a little corner space in the House parking garage, you know, basically inappropriate parking. They didn't charge him with that. Everything else is in here. They're throwing the book at Charlie Rangel. I can tell you that. These 13 counts are serious.
Well, here's Congressman Rangel actually speaking with reporters yesterday after the charges were read.
To me, even though this is not a great day for me. The only good that I can find is that there's no inference of corruption at all.
Well, first I want to fact check with that there's no inference of,
right.
of corruption. Let's deal with that first.
And corruption is in the eye of the beholder. That's Congressman Rangel's spin right there. As you read the counts in here, you could infer corruption. Now, quid pro quo, personal gain for a vote or for consideration before the committee, that's not alleged. But what is alleged is that Charlie Rangel was soliciting money, and a lot of money. In some cases, I'm reading here on page 5, $30 million a year, $30 million for 5 years or $6 million a year from foundations and companies, some of whom had business before his committee, some of whom were looking for tax breaks or renewal of tax breaks before his committee. So personal corruption, maybe not. Corruption for the, insofar as he was trying to get money for the Charles B. Rangel Center at the City College of New York.
And that's
the
where the stationery comes in. He was actually using official House letterhead to ask
exactly.
for donations for the Rangel Center.
Exactly. He was according to the allegations, he was writing to these companies and foundations, not as Charlie Rangel citizen saying, contribute to my center at CCNY. He was saying, Charlie Rangel, Congressman, House of Representatives, Ways and Means, and maybe you have business before my committee is the inference. You're not allowed to do that under the rules.
Well, we talked yesterday with a political activist from Harlem who said the big difference here between Charlie Rangel and his predecessor Adam Powell is that Adam Powell was attacked by people in his own party and Charlie Rangel is being attacked by those on the other side. Is that necessarily true?
No, it's not true. Charlie Rangel right now, if you want to call it attacked, is being attacked by both parties. The Ethics Committee is a bipartisan institution for Republicans and for Democrats, and these 40 pages are a bipartisan document. If there's a trial, by definition, it's supposed to be a bipartisan trial. To cut a deal, like he's hoping to do to avoid a trial, he'll need one Republican vote.
Right.
And conversely, if he's convicted, at least one Democrat will have to vote for that. So I don't know if it's Republicans necessarily at this point.
Well, here's a Republican Representative Michael McCaul of Texas actually talking about whether or not Charlie Rangel will be able to cut a deal.
There has been talk in the media about Mr. Rangel negotiating a settlement. Let me be clear that Mr. Rangel, under these rules, was given opportunities to negotiate a settlement during the investigation phase. We are now in the trial phase. And the American people deserve to hear the truth in this case and the charges against him.
That sounds like no deal.
Except that talks on a potential deal continued after McCaul made that statement, even late into the night in the Ethics Committee. The talks are still going on. They're closed-lipped, but Rangel is still pursuing a deal, and they're still talking to him about it.
Ouch.
Yeah, okay. That's our takeaway. Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Thanks, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.